out of the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and then its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Hey, this is Mothboy Mike.
And this is Mothboy Matt.
And this is just Jake.
Hell yeah, it is. And we're Moth Boys, a podcast that is sponsored by Visit Braxton WV.
WV.
And we're also a podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown.
Duh, unknown.
That was kind of right. I mean, that was kind of right. That was pretty good.
What the fuck was that?
That was pretty good. The three is that Three Stooges?
Let's go a little curly on you.
Yeah, oh, it's a curly. Yeah.
He is one of the Three Stooges. He's not my favorite. I like Shemp the best, but
I like Chef Boyardee.
That's
you
a Patreon.
Hear that one?
That's a Patreon episode. Me ranking all my favorite Three Stooges from most iconic to still iconic, but not as iconic.
Top 50 favorite Three Stooges.
Three Stooges.
I'll tell you who my favorite is. Have you seen that movie that came out that had? I don't know who it was.
Larry
David was in it.
What
the
was
Three
it?
Stooges, the Three Stooges movie.
Oh, with Jim Carrey?
No, Jim Carrey wasn't a Three Stooges movie.
Adam Sandler was.
No.
Oh.
How dare you guys? It was, what's his name?
Oh, Jeff Daniels, Ewan McGregor, and Scott Ridley.
And the
Ridley
guy that,
Scott.
And the guy that directed Uncut Gems, or the two brothers.
The Safdie brothers.
The Safdie brothers. Yeah, they were in it. Boys, this is funny. This is funny because I don't think we've recorded this close together in a very long time. It's been a while.
Yeah, I don't like it. One bit.
I don't like recording.
What do you mean?
I wish I could
close?
Just poke you in the eyes.
Well, I mean, we just recorded last week, and now we're recording this week.
You're ruining the magic.
Yeah. It usually is a month or at least 2 or 3 weeks.
That's
between.
True.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Are we releasing this Monday?
No. It'll be the next Monday. Yeah.
Oh, so it'll be just like 2 weeks, I mean, like a regular.
Yeah.
Here's something morbid. I could edit this weekend, put it to upload, and then one of us could die.
Yeah.
Or all of us could die.
My fingers are crossed. My fingers are crossed, you know?
And then it could still get released that Monday, on Monday, September 11th, even if we're dead.
Wait, why are we doing it September 11th? That's cursed.
No, it's a good, I heard it's good luck, actually, to do it. It's like gotten to the point where it's circled back around to good luck.
We're just sticking it to the terrorist.
Yeah, we are. Osama bin that guy.
If we don't release this episode on September 11th, the terrorists have won.
That's
wild.
I have that tattooed on my stomach.
I've seen it. I got that with you. Actually, you were. Yeah, you had some Seagrams, and we found an alleyway, and some fucking crazed dude named Denny tattooed your belly.
Yep.
Yeah, and Denny, he is now that gingered country singer who wants to take my fudge rounds away from me.
Oh, yeah, the guy that hates overweight people, but he really is the voice of our country. Wonderful. That's great.
Like, if he said, oh, I don't want those people on welfare having oatmeal cream pies, I'm like, I agree, because nobody should have oatmeal cream pies.
So boys, we just talked last week, so not much probably happened in your lives, because usually even when we don't record in the long stretches, nothing really happens in your lives. So I mean, Matt, what have you been up to for the last week?
Well, we have some friends of ours over. The Colleens, Elena and Phil, and their baby Ridley.
Okay.
Like Ridley Scott, the alien director,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott.
Cool. Nice.
And actually, it's not even the baby. Ridley Scott is visiting Kate and I.
That's cool.
We've been pen paling. So.
Yeah. That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Nice, man.
Can you tell them what that last Duel movie sucked?
Oh, yeah. That's right, man. That was.
Which one?
The one with Ben Affleck with the bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
Did Matt Damon have like a bowl cut in that too or something like that? Yeah.
The hair game was on point. The rest of the movie was.
I freaking watched a trailer and I'm like, that's enough. I'm good. Like, I didn't even watch the movie.
Oh, bro, you missed out.
What about you, Jake? What's happened last week?
Growing my beard out so I can sing patriotic country songs because okay. I gotta get famous somehow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just take a fucking acoustic guitar out in the woods and you got it. You'll be good.
But my song's just gonna be about how my life's bad because I don't have enough fudge rounds.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't have enough fudge rounds, and I think you should also talk about Shia LaBeouf's Transformers for no reason. I don't know why. Just that'd be sick. I don't know.
You know, I'm an avid fan. I have that terrorist wind tattoo, but exactly. I also have Shia LaBeouf from Disturbia tattooed on my left butt cheek. So that's you know me.
Oh man, that's good.
Shia LaBeouf stan here.
That's a shout out to Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, sponsor us. Well, brotherly.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm a couple seconds off. Hey, Shia LaBeouf, sponsor us.
Yeah, I wish we could edit that, but yeah, I mean, you're the brother that's a little bit behind, so.
That's what my parents have said ever since I was a kid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's since they dropped
my first word when I was seven.
When they dropped you in the hospital, that was
just a big fat mute baby.
You're just
16 pounds. I didn't cry. I didn't do anything. I just stared blankly.
And you know what, boys? Let me just. I'm really excited about this episode, so I'm just gonna say I recently had a baby. I love my wife. I love West Virginia, and I'm doing all good stuff. So that's what I've been up to. Let's get into this shit.
All right.
This is a fun one, boys. This is a weird one. So this episode's on the Nandy Bear. N-A-N-D-I. Nandy. Nandy Bear.
Nandy?
Nandy, yep.
It's not Nambi?
No, not Nambi. No, not Nambi Bear. That's kind of cute, though, too. I mean, Nandy Bear sounds like a Haribo. Like,
Nandy Bear sounds like one of those candies you get from one of those Japanese subscription boxes.
It really does. The Nandy Bears.
It looks like a cockroach, but it's like delicious.
It tastes like root beer for some reason. Yeah.
It's all green. It's like made of matcha, and then it just tastes like a root beer barrel.
Okay, so the Nandy Bear is a cryptid reported from the highlands of Western Kenya. I also forgot to mention that we're going around the world with this episode,
hell yeah.
Baby. Yeah. So this is Kenya.
World travelers, get your passports out.
We are cultured. The Nandy Bear.
Point Kenya out on a map.
No, I can barely point out. I can. America. Okay, do it real quick. Let's see.
Right here. Beep.
Oh, he did it. Oh, that was good. He did.
At home, he pointed. With his eyes closed, he spinned a globe around. It went three times around.
And for some reason, he put his
finger right on Kenya.
And he took his shirt off for some reason too. Yes. We don't really understand that. But.
That was that beeping noise. That beeping noise is what helps me concentrate. Is pushing my nipple inward, and then it kind of helps me locate Kenya on the map. So then,
cool.
I'm just like beep boop.
That's literally. Nice. And anytime Matt pushes his nipple, he finds Kenya.
Wow. The shittiest superpower. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You should go on America's Got Talent with that one.
You would definitely win. Okay, boys. So the Nandy Bear is named for the Nandy people who live around Cape Sabet, an area where the animal was frequently seen. A number of similar names have been applied to the Nandy Bear, including giant forest hyena.
Sweet.
Brown forest hyena. And long-haired brown forest hyena.
Man, these are getting...
That's the only three we're doing. They just, you know, people around town just kept adding words to names.
Yeah.
And that's how it
works. I have a feeling by the end of the episode, it's going to have a few more.
Yeah, I think so.
Brownish, hairy, hyena.
Brownish, long-haired, big-eyed, wolf hyena.
Of Kenya.
So eyewitness sightings of the Nandy Bear describe a shaggy animal very similar to a hyena. Its size is consistently given as very high forward, 4 feet 3 inches to 4 feet 6 inches at the shoulder, nearly 5 feet high.
That's fucking tall. That's huge.
About as high as a lion, and about 4 to 5 feet in height.
That's like two Vern Troyers.
Two Vern Troyers.
That is two Vern Troyers.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
And all reports note that its back slopes down from the shoulders like a hyena.
Vern Troyer is dead?
Dude.
So Mike's talking about all this badass shit.
Yeah, like freaking sweet hyena shit, dude.
And
what? What? He's dead?
This is important.
This is big news.
Vern Troyer's been dead for like 5 years now.
Yeah, dude. All right, can we get back to badass freaking hyenas, dude?
Yeah. I mean, can you go from the start with the arched back?
Oh, yes, let's add to that. Okay, so all reports note that its back slopes down from the shoulders like a hyena. The head is said to be notably large, with unusually large and powerful jaws and teeth, and a stumpy, bear-like snout. The ears are small, very short, or small and rounded, and its tail is usually reported to be rather short and tufted or hairy, while the feet are said to be large. Huge feet, I guess.
You know what they say about big feet? Vern Troyer.
Honestly, though, Vern Troyer... He was in more than just the Austin Power movies. Like, he was a good actor.
He was in Bubble Boy?
He was in Bubble Boy. He was Bubble Boy.
Let me tell you something. You give me Robert De Niro or Vern Troyer. Vern Troyer all day. Any day.
If I could, like, see, like, in the stats at what point people stopped listening,
this would be that point.
I have a feeling, like, this point right here. It's like 95% of your audience
dropped off
at this point.
All right, back to the dudes.
Yeah.
No more Vern Troyer. It's too sad. Too soon.
Yeah.
Too sad.
Rest in peace.
The color of the creature's fur is said to be brown to dark brown. As the only detailed accounts of encounters with the animal are brief, most information on the Nandy Bear's behavior comes from native testimony. It is described as aggressive and highly dangerous, killing livestock and animals. It is also said to force its way into huts during the night to kill the occupants.
Whoa.
No.
Yes. That's creepy.
Pass. Pass.
Yeah. Pass. Hard pass.
That's like Ghost in the Darkness.
But also, Jake and Matt, let's be honest. When would we ever find ourselves to be sleeping in a hut? Never.
I sleep at the Pizza Hut all the time, bro.
Yes, you do, bro.
I can't miss that buffet, baby.
A funny thing about Jake is he's been kicked out of 4 Pizza Huts. They blackballed him. He has to wear a funny mustache to every Pizza Hut.
I got kicked out of those 4 Pizza Huts. All 4 went out of business without my money.
Patronage.
So,
yeah.
So in the end, who's winning?
You do.
Papa John's.
All right. So various native sources, as well as Captain Hitchens. He's a captain, I guess. I'm not sure. He describes its terrifying howl or moaning call. So, Matt, you want to try it? Terrifying howl?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, imagine hearing that outside your hut. You know what I mean?
It's me throwing out my 6th plate at Pizza Hut so I can get that 7th.
All right, so
Matt again. Bravo.
Oh, I thought you said do it again. Right.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So perhaps most notably, it is said to tear or smash open the heads of livestock and humans to eat their brains.
Wait, okay.
Yeah. It's a brain-eating hyena bear?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
So it smashes a skull.
Yeah, smashes.
That guy has some strength.
Yeah, he's a big boy. So Captain Hitchens wrote that the Nandy Bear waits in trees near roads to attack travelers and rip their heads open and attack and take away. And they also take away women washing clothes so often that many women will not go down to the river without an armed man by their side.
Wow.
Yeah. It is also generally regarded as a nocturnal animal, hunting and attacking during the night. In all the sightings made during the day or the morning, the animal runs away or ignores the eyewitnesses. But in nocturnal encounters, it often displays aggressive behavior. So that's the Nandy Bear. We're going to go on to sightings now. But before we get into these sightings, here's a word from our sponsor.
Hey, boys, listen up.
Huh? What? What?
What's up?
Did you know that heaven is a place on Earth?
Psh, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, man. Have you gone nuts? Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
No. Guys, literally, heaven is right here on Earth, and it's called Braxton County, West Virginia.
Bro, you're being so dramatic.
I mean, yeah, I really am, but beautiful Braxton County is in the very center of West Virginia and a hot spot for paranormal activity.
Okay. You have my attention now.
Braxton County is home to the Flatwoods Monster Museum, where you can learn all about the famous 1952 sighting and buy some amazing merch. You can also visit the West Virginia Bigfoot Museum that's right down the street. Both are free of charge.
Well, I like that price.
Also, if you're in the mood for a little ghost hunting, the Heyman House and the Elk Hostel offer ghost hunts and other creepy activities year-round.
I don't know if this is a good time to bring this up, but Matt, remember that one time you peed your pants while we went ghost hunting?
Yep. I thought we agreed not to talk about that, though.
Yikes. Ghost hunting, not your thing? Visit a few ghost towns instead and pretend you're the last person on Earth in Willsea, West Virginia, and exchange West Virginia.
Well, I wish I was the last person on Earth, so...
Okay, Matt, enough of your sob story. There really can't be that much more cool stuff in such a small area, right?
Well, Jake, there totally is. You can go Bigfoot hunting at Sutton Lake, grab a picture while sitting at one of the 5 Braxy chairs spread throughout Braxton County, and grab a bite to eat at The Spot, a restaurant that is close by the sighting of the Flatwoods Monster and prides itself in serving cryptid-themed food.
Oh, wow. I need to get there ASAP. Someone get my private jet, please.
Country roads take me to Braxton County.
All right, for more info, visit www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys. That is www.braxtonwv.org/mothboys for more info. And when you go visit Braxton County, tell them
The Moth Boys sent ya.
And now, back to the show.
Hell yeah. Visit Braxton WV, baby.
Always. Get there. We love you, Braxton.
Yeah, by the time this episode's released, you two have already been in Braxton.
That's right,
yeah,
doing
that's very true.
The Flatwoods Monster Convention.
It was probably a great time.
I bet it was. I'm willing to bet
Braxton that. County, so
it's always a great time.
Yeah. So
it's always a good time.
Good. Okay.
All right, so before I get into this, it's very strange. I have a list of sightings here, and they don't mention anybody getting their head jammed open.
So you tease us with the head jam.
I know, but I don't. Yeah,
you couldn't even find one on Reddit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, boys. So the first recorded sightings of the Nandy Bear was made in 1905, but it wasn't published until 1912. So it was a recorded sighting in 1905, but it didn't come out until 1912. Okay. By Jeffrey Williams, who was on an expedition. So this is a quote from Jeffrey Williams. I was traveling with a cousin just after the Nandy expedition, and I saw a large animal sitting up on its haunches no more than 30 yards away. Its attitude was just that of a bear at the zoo, asking for buns.
What?
Why don't
what
we call
the fuck
things,
is that silly British dude talking
why
about?
Why don't we call things buns more? That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah. If you don't got buns, hon, I don't want none, hon.
Yeah, Nandy Bear.
Yeah. Buns.
So he just looked at it and he went, that looks like a bear. It's asking for buns at the zoo.
Just specifically buns.
Do yeah. we feed bears buns in zoos? Is that a thing?
Maybe in 1905 they did. I don't know. Hmm. So to keep going with the quote, he says, and I should say it must have been nearly 5 feet high. Before we had time to do anything, it dropped forward and shambled away with what my cousin always describes as a sort of sideways canter. So he kind of like awkwardly walks off, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I snatched my rifle and took a shot at it as it was disappearing among the rocks. And though I missed, it stopped and turned its head around to look at us.
He said, of course he fucking missed.
If you're back here at nighttime,
yeah, try
at
me.
Smash time, motherfucker.
Yeah, you just shot at me, bro. We'll see about that. I'll take out your family.
I like how this thing wasn't even attacking them, was retreating, and this scumbag still had to pull out his.
That's human beings, bro. That's
his
what we
musket. Because in 1905, they had muskets, right?
Probably. I mean,
the thing is like that. It could have ripped open his head, right? But it was just like
I just walked away,
bro. If it was nighttime, I'd get you right now. But since it's daytime,
yeah, exactly.
Whatever, you know.
Yep.
That's messed up.
It is messed up. I snatched my rifle and took a shot at it as it was disappearing among the rocks. And though I missed it, it stopped and turned its head around to look at us. In size, it was, I should say, larger than the bear that lives in the pit at the zoo. And it was
what zoo?
The zoo, Matt.
What zoo?
Duh.
Is
zoo.
Bears
I mean, what's
buns?
What's
what zoo is doing
in
this?
In 1905, there was only one zoo. It was the World Zoo.
And that's
and,
it.
Yes. Yeah. You had to travel to it.
It was located somewhere. Who knows?
Central?
Yeah,
it was
Central.
In one of the continents.
Yeah. Okay. So, and it was quite heavily built, he says. The four quarters were very thickly furred, as were all four legs. But the hindquarters were, comparatively speaking, smooth or bare.
The head was long and pointed and exactly like that of a bear. I have not a very clear recollection of the ears beyond the fact that they were small, and the tail, if any, was very small and practically unnoticeable. And the color of the fur was dark. So that was the first encounter of the Nandi bear.
So this is just, I'm like, I don't, it just seems like a bear to me.
Well, was it a hyena or a bear, bro? It's yeah, got I guess, both features, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess it has the hyena hiney and then the bear-like face.
Exactly. So it's a little weird, you know? Mm-hmm. So in 1912, a man encountered a long-haired black beast which had just attempted to raid his camp's kitchen. He later described his encounter to anthropologist C.W. Hobley.
I loved him in The Outsiders.
He was great. Pony boy, I believe. Yeah. I believe he was Pony Boy. It was getting dark when one of my boys came into my room and said that a leopard was close to the kitchen. I rushed out at once and saw a strange beast making off. It appeared to have long hair behind and was rather low in front. I should say it stood about 18 inches to 20 inches at the shoulder. It appeared to be black with a gait similar to that of a bear, a kind of shuffling walk. Unfortunately, it was nearly dark at the time and I did not get a fair view of the head. So that was another encounter. So people say, some people say bear, some people say hyena, weird mix. They had sex, a couple creatures had sex and made a Nandi bear. There were two sightings of the Nandi bear in March 1913. The first of these, which lacks a specific date, was made by N.E.F. Corbett, the district commissioner of Eldoret in British East Africa. I'm not sure what a lot of those words mean. But like N.E.F. Corbett, does he have three names?
But it sounded like you did. So that's like half the battle.
Right.
If you didn't say that after, we would have believed you knew what everything
was. Well, British and Africa are two places, Mike.
Oh, okay. I was taught all this proper history in school. So I know it all already. So I was so this guy, N.E.F. Corbett, N.E.F. Corbett. I don't know.
Northeast Corbett.
Yeah, Northeast freaking Corbett. So he says, I was having lunch.
Isn't that Yeezy's kid's name? N.E. Corbett.
I believe it is. His beautiful children. So this dude goes on to say, I was having lunch by a wooded stream. To my surprise, I walked right into the beast. It was evidently drinking and was just below me, only a yard or so away. It shambled across the stream into the bush. I could not get a very good view, but I'm certain that it was a beast I have never seen before. Thick, reddish-brown hair with a slight streak of white down the hindquarters. Rather long from hock to foot. Yeah, so they don't mention, the white hair isn't mentioned at all in the other descriptions. Rather bigger than a hyena with largish ears, I did not see the head properly. It did not seem to be a very heavily built animal. Which is also different from all the encounters, too. A lot of people say it's massive. It's a big creature, but this guy said it wasn't heavily built.
Very interesting. And you said there was a white streak on it?
Yeah, which I mean, if you ever see like a gorilla or a silverback, that's kind of, they have that going on. They have a streak, streak.
Or it was just eating powdered donuts and instead of using a napkin to wipe their hands off.
That's
just
probably more than likely what it is, honestly, but...
So this one was more hyena, less bear.
More hyena. Yeah, so I think it's more hyena so far. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the most famous sighting was made by railway engineer G.W. Hicks. So nobody had real names, bro. It's just two letters or three letters. Yeah. This is G.W. Hicks. So what's that mean?
George Washington.
George West Hicks. So G.W. Hicks at around 9 a.m. on March 8th, this is his quote. It was almost, and this is the most popular sighting for some reason. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was, I was heavily promoted or what, but it was almost on the line when I first saw it. And at that time, it had already seen me and was making off at a right angle to the line. And it seems like it just runs from everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not eating heads. So I'm not sure what's going on.
You sold us on this head eating thing.
I know.
And now you're
saying
it's the most cowardly cryptid we have ever
had. I know.
If it's a mix of a bear hyena, both of those are scared of people.
That's true. Yeah. So as I got closer to the animal, I saw it was not a hyena. At first, I saw it nearly broadside on. It then looked back, and then it looked about as high as a lion. In color, it was like a black-maned lion with very shaggy long hair. It was short and thick-set in the body. It was thick, dude. It was a thick creature.
Thick pig.
Here's a callback. Yeah. Matt, there thick you go, Matt. Bro. I was thinking about doing that callback.
Because
be fair, us, that's all we've been thinking about in the last week since we recorded episode.
This thick pig. Yeah.
It's the thick pig.
Thick pig, dude.
Like, it consumes my thoughts.
I dream about it.
Yes.
So it had it was short and thick set in the body with high withers and had a short neck and stumpy nose. It did not turn to look at me, but loped off running with its forelegs and with both hind legs rising at the same time.
Whoa, now this is interesting.
So that's trippy. Yeah. As I got alongside it was about 40 or 50 yards away, I noticed it was very broad across the rump. That needs to be used more. That word needs to come back.
Rump.
Rump, bro.
Rump shaker.
Yeah, rump shaker. Yes, exactly. Rumpelstiltskin.
British people are so fucking weird.
Well, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So let's everybody, Mothboys fans, let's bring back the word rump. Okay, please. Yeah,
that's our goal in 2023 and then into 2024.
Into 2024, yeah.
Hashtag bring back rump.
Yeah. We got to remember that one, Matt. So it had very short ears and had no tail that I could see. As its hind legs came out of the grass, I noticed legs were very shaggy right down to the feet and that the feet seemed large. Hicks realized afterwards that the animal was the unknown bear, which had been seen and considered stopping to pursue the beast, which he could still see in the distance. Before remembering that the other engineers were waiting for him, he intended to return to the spot during the return journey to examine the tracks, but they were washed away by rain. So, in 1925, Captain William Hitchens, there's the boy, he's coming back around, William Hitchens.
I think that one was very... popular because it had good detail.
It was very detailed, exactly.
Very detail oriented. The word rump was used.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how do you go wrong with
that? And
then
the running style.
Very freaky. Freaky. Yeah.
So that I understand why that one was popular.
This one's my favorite. I saved this one for last because I know I think you boys will.
You're doing
like
the favorite for last, but then okay.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm into this.
This Mr. Hitchens, Captain Hitchens comes back. That's who was describing it as the head smasher.
Yeah, he's the badass, yeah.
Yeah. So he was sent out to investigate an attack made by the animal in a village in the Kenya colony. The latest victim was a 6-year-old girl snatched up by the monster. During the night, his tent was attacked by something which gave a terrifying roar and carried off his pet dog. So this is a quote from him. The whole tent rocked. The pole to which my dog was tied flew out and let down the ridgepole, enveloping. That's it.
That's the one.
enveloping me in flapping canvas. At the same moment, the most awful howl I have ever heard split the night. The sheer demonic horror of it froze me still. Matt?
Matt, sound effects king?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to do sound effects?
Matt, demonic howl. Okay. Turn it into a song. Turn it into music. Wow, pretty good.
You put a little MJ on the end.
Yeah, MJ at the end. That was good. So... he says, I heard my dog yelp just once. Was that a yelp? Was that?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a crashing of branches in the bush. And then
snap, snap.
And then thud, thud, thud of some huge beast making off.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
That's thud. That's a true thud.
That's the thuds. So he says, but that howl. I have heard half a dozen lions roaring in a stampede chorus, not 20 yards away. I have heard a maddened elephant trumpeting. I have heard a trapped leopard make the silent night miles of rocking agony with screaming, snarling roars. But never have I heard, nor do I wish to hear again, such a howl as that of that creature. A trail of red spots on the sand showed where my dog had gone. Besides that trail were huge footprints, four times as big as a man's, showing the imprint of three huge clawed toes with trefoil marks like a lion's pad where the sole of the foot pressed down.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but no lion ever boasted such a paw as that of the monster which had made that terrifying trek. So Hitchens followed the track and spent a week in the forest searching for the animal, but never found it or his dog.
Wow.
He says a trail of red, so I think we know what happened to the dog.
Right. And that's the Nandi bear. And there was a few other sightings in there, here and there. And I think the latest one was maybe 98 or something, but it wasn't anything huge. So, that's the Nandi bear, boys. I mean, that's, so it's essentially, a hyena bear hybrid.
Who's usually a coward, but at nighttime.
Yeah, at nighttime he turns into like the super guy. While I was doing research and stuff on this, all I kept thinking about was that movie, that badass movie, Ghost in the Darkness with Val Kilmer.
That's all I thought about.
Jake, have you seen that movie?
Nah.
Oh, it's dope, dude. Watch it. It's about fucking insane killer lions and Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas. Yeah, they have to hunt him down. It's freaking sweet. So, Matt, what do you think? I mean, what could this be? What do they got going on in Kenya here? I mean, what's the problem?
I honestly think it's a Nandy bear.
Okay.
I think they got a big old problem, and it's a big old Nandy bear going to eat their dogs.
Okay. So you think it's more hyena, more bear mix, a good mix of both? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's a bit of both. I think it's a bit. I think it's more that last one.
Yeah.
Seemed to be more like a massive like hyena.
Hyena, right. Yeah.
They have movements, and all of them, it seems like they have the same movements of a hyena.
Or a bear. I mean, that was described a few times. Like it kind of awkwardly walks like to the side almost, it says, in most encounters, like strangely.
But hyenas do that too, where they kind of like run to the side type
thing.
Yeah,
that's true. They do. Yeah. So you think it was a real thing?
I think it's real.
Okay. So you think it's a hybrid, essentially, is what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
A chimera.
Nice. Nice word. What about you, Jake? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm very uneducated on hyenas. All I know about hyenas is Lion King.
That's fine. That's all you need to know, really.
Is that enough to?
Yeah, to make an educated guess.
Were those screen accurate?
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
Okay, so this thing is 62% bear.
Okay.
30% hyena.
Oh, wow. Okay.
8% the booty, the big old rump.
The rump, yeah. That's cool.
But it's real. 100% real.
So you think it's like just a new creature, essentially, a cryptid?
Well, I don't think it's a new creature. I think it's just an unknown creature we don't know about. Somewhere in evolution between the hyena and a bear. But it's got that booty, so that's all that matters.
The Nandy bear. Okay. And I think it's real. I think there was quite a few encounters. And I like to imagine in my head what the sound of the creature would be, because if you mix the roar of a bear and the laughter chatter of like a hyena and mix them together, that would be pretty horrifying. That would be awful sounding, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Ooh. Sound like an Animal Collective song.
Yeah. So like that last guy described, man, it was demonic was what he was hearing.
He said it was
the
worst sound he's ever heard in his life.
And he's heard
said
a
it
bunch
was
of
worse than a pack of lions.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. That's
and I assume, like, you know, at first I was like, maybe he had a little like dog, like a Paris Hilton, like dog. But then I'm sure he had a big old like
a German Shepherd or something.
Yeah,
yeah, Rottweiler.
But it was treated like it was a little mini dog.
Yeah. So this thing was huge.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. So I think
that was really disturbing when he described just like, oh, I followed a saint, like the ground that had just red.
Uh huh. It's badass, dude. That's the best one, man.
I love the toe poetry print thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is poetry, man. But I think it's real. I think there's something out there that these villagers are dealing with, and we don't know what it is. It's just a mix of creatures, and it's
and we need to get Val Kilmer out.
And just imagine the villagers actually were able to share their stories. We probably have.
They probably had some stories. What I was thinking, dudes, we should make our way out there. We need to get to Kenya ASAP, and we need to help these people. I know it hasn't been seen since '98, but I think they could they could really use our help out there. You know.
The Moth Boys specific help.
Us
they could
three.
Use our help.
Yeah. Yeah. They really could use...
I think
that's
the first time anyone's ever said that.
And I think that we could really... You know how else we could help? We pack up with us a couple of Bibles. And we help...
I was
going
to say,
help.
Let's do some Bible thumping. Yep.
And we help them. We help them that way too. So
you know it's going to help people build churches?
Lord's Prayer.
If you guys pray hard, now listen, if you guys pray hard enough, it'll go away. Trust me, it will.
I prayed for a different face my whole life and nothing's changed. So
It's so sad.
So say a prayer for my face, Moth Boys listeners, and maybe may I look like Ryan Gosling one day.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Jake's living on a prayer.
Okay, so we got events.
Hell yeah, dude.
We got events coming up, boys. Let me read these off real quick. We have reviews, Jake.
Yeah, we do have. We actually have two reviews.
Okay, so sick. I'll do events real quick. So we got Mothman. We got the Mothman Festival September 16th and 17th.
Saturday and Sunday.
This Saturday and Sunday, baby. Come on out. You know what it is. Point Pleasant, West Virginia. I mean, it's the biggest cryptid festival in the world. So make it out. We'll have a table set up. All three of us are going to be there. I mean, unless we get struck by lightning or something. But all three of us will be there. We'll be signing posters, signing stuff, selling stuff, whatever you guys want.
I'm discounting my autograph this year.
Giving out handshakes and hugs. Yeah.
If you buy anything in their merch tent, you get a free autograph this year.
Wow, that's so kind of you, Jake.
Like,
wow.
I don't really do that. I remember, dude, you charged. I was charging $20 for headshots.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And people bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people bought them.
Yep.
Not for the price that was $20, mm-hmm. but still, they technically bought them. The facts are facts. I was charging $20
uh-huh.
and people bought them.
That's true. Yep.
For a certain price.
Money was exchanged.
Yes. All right. And also, this is something new for us. Our friends over at Erie Horror Fest have asked us to help promote.
Hell yes.
Have asked us to help promote this big event that's happening in Erie, Pennsylvania on October 6th. It's the director of Mothman Prophecies, Mark Pellington, will be showing the Mothman Prophecies and doing a live Q&A after the movie, which is a big deal. I'm not so sure that he does stuff for this movie anymore. So it's a big deal for to have him out for this event.
Like, no, like, really, this is like
it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think Mark Pellington, I think it's like his first.
Yeah. I've never heard of him doing events.
We would have known because I think we would have gone to one.
We would have traveled for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's happening in Erie, Pennsylvania, October 6th. Mothman Prophecies showing and then Q&A after with the director Mark Pellington. October 7th is the meet and greet day.
You can meet them.
Go get autographs.
There's gonna be some other celebrities.
We'll have a table set up vending, I believe, on that Saturday. Mothboys will be there. So
Goblins performing.
That's right. Goblin is doing. Are they just doing just a set? They're not doing a specific movie. I don't think. Just Goblin. Mm-hmm. So catch Goblin because they did the freaking Suspiria soundtrack and that's sick. So
yeah. I don't know Mothman Prophecies. But I do know Jeremy Spoken. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mark Pellington also.
Mark Pellington.
Directed one of the I would say, top five most iconic music videos of the 90s.
He did. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a fan of Mothman Prophecies and you like music videos, go look at his filmography for music videos. And there's probably a music video in there that is you love. I'm willing to bet. He's done a shitload of videos. So, So yeah, Goblin's playing that night, October 7th, in the meet and greet, and we'll be doing an interview with Mark Pellington on October 7th as well. So you have to keep a lookout for that episode in the future after that.
And also, Erie Horror Fest starts the 4th.
Yeah, it's 5th, the 4th too. Mm-hmm.
There's so many different events. Go to the website.
Yep. Yeah. Hell yeah. And it's a real honor to for them to ask us to help push this event for them to help promote it. That's really,
I went to the Erie Horror Fest multiple times as a child, high schooler, not a child. Yeah. I'm trying to make myself seem younger than I am.
but like, this is a big deal and it's cool that we're a part of it.
Yeah, it is. So thank you, Erie Horror Fest, for asking us to help out with this. Very excited. So let's get to the reviews, Jake. I think you got some.
Yes, we have a 5-star review.
Okay.
From Liz.
Liz.
L-Y-S-S. Liz.
Okay. Hi, Liz.
And it says, binge-worthy.
Ooh, really? Are you sure?
Five stars. And it said, recently discovered this podcast at Cryptid Bash 3, located near my hometown.
Cool.
Thank you for coming to Cryptid Bash 3.
Nice.
What did you think about the thick pig?
Hit us up about the thick pig, for real.
I want a review, a 5-star review, next time we record an episode from Thick Pig.
Yeah.
So if any of our friends who have multiple accounts, create one for Thick Pig and leave a 5-star review. It'd be
funny. You hear this,
yes.
But, and also shout out to Sassy Pig. Go eat there if you can.
Go eat their meats. Go eat their thick meats.
Because not only is it thick, but it's sassy. That's a double whammy.
Which is great.
Back to the review.
Yeah.
I love all things cryptid and weird and have been binging the episodes trying to catch up. Would definitely recommend listening to the mixture of comedy and stories will keep you invested.
Oh.
Great review.
That's so awesome.
That's what we want. That's what
we
want.
Thank you, Liz.
We want you to learn something, but also learn to laugh in the process.
I mean,
learn to live, laugh, and love.
Yeah. I mean, you listen, get educated, and maybe make a fart joke too. You know what I mean? It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the next review, this is a 5-star review from Old Man English Teacher.
Oh, I think okay.
And it says, those moth boys with an exclamation point.
Uh-huh.
It's 5 stars. A perfect blend of humor and investigative research into the weird and inexplicable. Well, that's a big word.
That is a good word. That's an English teacher word.
Yes. Old man English teacher.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jake and Matt bring the wit and stories. It's Mike who keeps the show moving forward with energy and charm.
Ooh.
Charming.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm blushing. Thank you.
Outstanding job, Moth Boys.
Oh, that's nice. I think I know who that is. I think that might be Mr. Rada.
It was Mr.
Is that Mr. Rada?
It's gotta be Mr. Rada.
It was Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike.
You wrote that review for yourself.
No, I think that's Mr. Rada. If it's Mr. Rada, you were one of my favorite English teachers of all time. And thank you.
Just English or all?
No, I think he was one of the best teachers I've ever had. So
you just
that was
said
him,
English teachers. So.
No, okay, well, yeah, you were one of the best teachers I had, Mr. Rada. So thank you. If that is you, and if you listen to this episode, you were great and you're awesome. And your wife is also awesome. Mrs. Rada was also a great teacher. You guys were just a real team, and you guys kicked ass. So thank you.
I hate to say it. If he was the one who left that review, he's not going to hear that because all that Vern Troyer talk is going to turn everybody away.
He would have stopped listening to it. So
not just him, everybody. Yeah. Literally 95% of
our
listeners.
But
I'm not cutting it out because I'm lazy.
Not doing it.
Actually, what's really cool is that Vern Troyer Hershey is
bye guys.
And response.
Can we sing a song for Vern Troyer?
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Yep. It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life
for us.
We've seen it.
We get kicked.
It's me and Minnie Me.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh wait, no, I got another song for you.
No, we don't have any more. Let's just cut it.
Vern is beautiful. No matter what they say, words can't bring him down.
All right, everybody. That's seriously it. You guys got to stop. I think we got another one. I need to keep my charm going because we need to stop here. Goodbye, everybody.
You said charm?
I'm charming. Yes.
Vern needs something else to get him through his semi-charmed kind of life. Vern. Just use Vern every other word. It's a great fucking... That's my parody song. You just put the Vern Troyer's name in there. Like, instead of two Prince, it says, my Vern. Vern Troyer now. Vern Troyer.
That's it. That's all.
Matt, I think you got another one.
Yeah. Vernie's spoken... Yeah.
No, but you just do like his little Vern is spoken. Yeah. See, it's sort of like a weak voice. Yeah.
Good. Have you seen him in Goldmember? Didn't he pee every... No, that wasn't Goldmember. That was...
No, that was the Love Guru.
Yeah. Was he in Love Guru?
Okay.
Yeah, he
played a hockey classic coach. Guy. What a classic guy. We should do an episode on Vern Troyer.
Yes. You know,
rest in peace.
Vern Troyer's favorite line, do I make you horny? Vern Troyer could do the Irishman. Robert De Niro could not do Bubble Boy.
Right.
Do you want to know something? Vern Troyer actually owned stock in Hershey. Hershey is my favorite chocolate bar. So
that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? I wonder if Hershey, we should try and contact Hershey to see if he.
I want to, Matt, we should contact Hershey to know if they know that he's dead. They might not know yet.
Right, you know? And if they do, if they don't have a statue of Vern Troyer in the middle of Hershey Park,
right,
or just Hershey, Pennsylvania,
disrespectful.
Disrespectful.